Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldar, and today Mazakh is Bab Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, the first parak of Shutafin. This parak has been generously sponsored by Zeichen Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah and his aschus for Rufua Shlema for Alter Ben Sion Wolf Ben Sipora. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah and Daf Yud Alf Amud Alf had taught the minimum size of various property types for one partner to demand a division. The Gemara discusses the options of a partner in a smaller property. Rav Yudah says, "Is dinah the good or agud?" There's a law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for your share and buy it, and thereby force an end to the partnership. Rav Nachman says, "Is dinah the good or agud?" There is no law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share, or I set a price for your share. The Gemara later quotes a brisa which states that regarding a jointly owned item, which would not function when divided, malinus obedamim, we compensate him with money, meaning one partner can demand that one of them sets a price for the other share to be bought out. The Gemara responds that it's a malchokes tonight, but concludes that we cannot prove that any Tana supports Rav Nachman's position. Point number two, a Maimar said that according to Halacha, there is no law of good or agud. The Gemara objects that Rav Bar China and Rav Din Bar China once inherited two maidservants. One of them knew how to bake and cook, and the other knew how to spin thread and weave. They came before Rav, who ruled that there is no law of good or agud, and neither could demand ending the partnership. The Gemara answers that case is different because Rabba needed both maidservants and Rav Dimi needed both maidservants since they had different skills. Therefore, if one party says, Shako is Chadava and Chadi, you take one of them and I'll take the other one, compensating the difference in value, it's not a legitimate offer of good or agud. However, Rashi says one could demand to buy or sell his share in both maidservants. And point number three, in a brisa, Reb Meir says, Madbig Adam Torah Nevim Ksuvim Ke'echod. A person may attach scrolls of Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim together into a single scroll. Yudah says he can combine different volumes, but the Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim must each be an independent scroll. The Chachamim say, Kol Echo Ve'echo Bifnei Atzmo, each and every volume of Nevim and Ksuvim must be its own scroll. Yudah reported that Beis Ben Zunin had the eight Nevim attached as a single scroll, sanctioned by Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, but some say that each Navi was a different scroll. Rebbe says that a scroll was once brought before them, which had the entire Tanakh in a single scroll, and they declared it fit for use, like Reb Meir's opinion. The Braisa concludes that four lines must be left blank between each Chumash of the Torah and between each of the Nevim, except between each individual Navi of Treyasar, where only three blank lines are required. Umasai Milamata, but if he finishes one volume of Tanakh at the bottom of a column, Maschim Milamalo, he begins the next volume at the top of the next column without leaving any blank lines. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Daf Yud Alf Amud Alf had taught the minimum size of various property types for one partner to demand a division. The Gemara discusses the options of a partner in a smaller property. Rav Yudah says, "Is dinah the good or agud?" There's a law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for your share and buy it, and thereby force an end to the partnership. Rav Nachman says, "Is dinah the good or agud?" There is no law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share, or I set a price for your share. The Gemara later quotes a brisa which states that regarding a jointly owned item, which would not function when divided, malinus obedamim, we compensate him with money, meaning one partner can demand that one of them sets a price for the other share to be bought out. The Gemara responds that it's a malchokes tonight, but concludes that we cannot prove that any Tana supports Rav Nachman's position. Point number two, a Maimar said that according to Halacha, there is no law of good or agud. The Gemara objects that Rav Bar China and Rav Din Bar China once inherited two maidservants. One of them knew how to bake and cook, and the other knew how to spin thread and weave. They came before Rav, who ruled that there is no law of good or agud, and neither could demand ending the partnership. The Gemara answers that case is different because Rabba needed both maidservants and Rav Dimi needed both maidservants since they had different skills. Therefore, if one party says, Shako is Chadava and Chadi, you take one of them and I'll take the other one, compensating the difference in value, it's not a legitimate offer of good or agud. However, Rashi says one could demand to buy or sell his share in both maidservants. And point number three, in a brisa, Reb Meir says, Madbig Adam Torah, Nevim, Ksuvim, Ke'echod. A person may attach scrolls of Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim together into a single scroll. Yudah says he can combine different volumes, but the Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim must each be an independent scroll. The Chachamim say, Kol Echo Ve'echo Bifnei Atzmo, each and every volume of Nevim and Ksuvim must be its own scroll. Yudah reported that Beis Ben Zunin had the eight Nevim attached as a single scroll, sanctioned by Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, but some say that each Navi was a different scroll. Rebbe says that a scroll was once brought before them, which had the entire Tanakh in a single scroll, and they declared it fit for use, like Reb Meir's opinion. The brisa concludes that four lines must be left blank between each Chumash of the Torah and between each of the Nevim, except between each individual Navi of Treyasar, where only three blank lines are required. Umasai Milamata, but if he finishes one volume of Tanakh at the bottom of a column, He begins the next volume at the top of the next column without leaving any blank lines. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yud Gimel. Our standard Siman is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them. Either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours. As his brother was doing the same regarding two maidservants with different skill sets, they inherited, were sure to get into another conflict when they were given one single scroll that contained all of Tanakh as a bar mitzvah gift. Once again, slow motion. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be learned off. Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yudov Amadov had taught the minimum size of various property types for one partner to demand a division. The Gemara discusses the options of a partner in a smaller property. Rav Yudah says, East dinner the good or a good. There is a law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for your share and buy it, and thereby force an end to the partnership. Rav Nachman says, Leis dinna the good or agud. So the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours. As his brother was doing the same regarding two maidservants with different skill sets, they inherited, which reminds us, we learned that the case of two brothers splitting two maidservants with different skill sets is not a case of good or agud, since each brother needs both of the maidservants. So the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours. As his brother was doing the same regarding two maidservants with different skill sets, they inherited, were sure to get into another conflict when they were given one single scroll that contained all of Tanakh as a bar mitzvah gift, which reminds us, in a brayse where Merit says, Madbig adn Torah Nevim Ksubim Ke'echod, a person may attach scrolls of Torah, Nevim, and Ksubim together into a single scroll. Yudah says he can combine different volumes, but the Torah, Nevim, and Ksubim must each be an independent scroll. The Chachamim say, Ko'ech ve'echod b'fnei asmo, each and every volume of Nevim and Ksubim must be its own scroll. So once again, the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours. As his brother was doing the same regarding two maidservants with different skill sets, they inherited, were sure to get into another conflict when they were given one single scroll that contained all of Tanakh as a bar mitzvah gift. All right, so now it's time for our four Rabbah Chazara. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. When the thirsty Papru came to request some tea, that must be run Daf Tes, teapot. When the thirsty Papru came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbait Staka, was not investigated due to his suffering. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Boking Lamazonis, we investigate poor people asking for food to verify their need, but we don't investigate those asking for clothing, rather we give them immediately. He said that those that are requesting clothing disgrace themselves by coming forward inadequately dressed, and therefore their legitimacy is assumed, as opposed to those asking for food who are not disgracing themselves and are investigated. But Rav Huna says the opposite, that applicants for clothing are verified and those requesting food are not. He says that someone requesting food is suffering from hunger, if he's being truthful, so we do not delay providing with food to investigate. But those requesting clothing are not physically suffering and can await verification. So when the thirsty Papu came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbait Staka was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Staka fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar explained the pasuk Miyobash Staka Kishirion, and he wore charity like a coat of mail to teach that just as with a coat of mail, each and every scale combines together to create a large coat of Staka, Ko Pruta Prutum, it's the ref as a Cheshbon Gadol. So too with Sadaki, each and every Pruta given combines together to become a great total. So, when the thirsty Papru came to request some tea and biscuits from the Gabbait Staka was not investigated due to his suffering and was immediately served tea from the Kotamel Staka fund that was collected one pruta at a time, adding up to a sizable amount. A man came running along to participate in the Staka in the hope that he'll be repaid with more money to give out and worthy people to give to, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak quoted the pasuk, wrote of Staka v'chesed, yimsa chaim Staka v'chavod. He who pursues opportunities to do tzedakah and chesed will find life, Staka, and honor. He asked, does this mean by pursuing Staka you'll become poor and required Staka? Rather, the pasuk teaches called Rodov Arch Tzedakah, anyone who pursues Tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamsi Lo Malus, also behind Tzedakah, Kodesh Baruch Hu provides him money which he uses for Tzedakah. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mamsi Lo Bnei Adam Huganim, Lasos Lahem Tzedakah. Hashem arranges for him worthy people for whom he does Tzedakah in order for him to receive reward for helping them. Daf Yud, so the Zimmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, that Mizmor and Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, which reminds us, Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, giving tzedakah should condemn you to Gehenna, for it's like a king who became angry at a servant and imprisoned him, in order that he should not be fed. If someone feeds him, will the king not be angry with him? And the Jews are called the Vadim of Hashem. Rabbi Akiva responded, it's like a king who imprisoned his son, and some fed him despite the king's orders. Kishashama melcho dor mishagirlo, when the king hears about it, does he not send him a present? And Jews are called Banim of Hashem. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor, as if they were the king's sons, was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, which reminds us. Reviewed of the son of Rabbi Shalom Darshand, just as a person's sustenance for the year is fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah, so too a person's losses for the year are fixed for him in Rosh Hashanah. If he's not Zocha, the government will confiscate it. This is illustrated with a story in which Rabbi Yochum and Zakeh saw in a dream that his nephews would lose 700 dinarim that year. During the year, he convinced him to give almost the entire sum, leaving only 17 dinarim. On Erev Yom Kippur, the government seized 17 dinarim from them. Yochum and Zakeh informed them of his dream and that no more would be taken. They asked why he did not tell them sooner so they could give the full amount of tzedakah, and he explained that he wanted them to perform the mitzvah lishma. So the minion of Yidden who gave tzedakah to the poor as if they were the king's sons was surprised when one Erev Yom Kippur government agents came and seized 17 dinarim from one of their members, and were not impressed when one of the agents told them that he gives tzedakah to live longer, which reminds us the charity of nations is a sin for them because they give tzedakah for ulterior motives. Daf Yudolf. So the Simran Daf Yudolf is stars like the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars. Stars? That must mean we're on Daf Yudolf. The Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the incident of Binyamin Atzadik, who was in charge of the communal tzedakah fund, who gave away from his own wealth to save a starving woman and her 7 children during a famine, and relates that King Mumbaz gave away of his treasuries and his ancestors' treasuries during years of famine, and explained to his family the 6 benefits of his actions over his father's. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving Dalet Amos for the courtyard and Dalet Amos for their doorways. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches how large a jointly owned property must be in order for one partner to demand a division. For example, Chatz requires Dalet Amos for each partner, and it concludes Zehaklal. Anything which would be divided and retains its name, we divide. If not, neither partner can force a division. The Gemara adds that space is also required in a chatzer to allow Dalet Amos in front of each entrance to enable unloading. Thus, a chatzer would require 8 Amos for each partner. Rav Huna said that a chatzer is divided according to its entrances. So, the Gabbai Tzedakah who gave away his personal 11 golden stars to save a woman and her 7 sons during a famine, divided his star-shaped courtyard with his partner, each receiving Dalet Amos for the courtyard and Dalet Amos for their doorways, and tried to block the area in front of his chatzer leading to the mavui, but was prevented by the other residents who didn't want that. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said that if a resident of a mavui wants to enclose the area opposite his chatzer's entrance to the mavui, the other residents of the mavui can prevent him from doing so because it'll increase the way for them since they'll have to walk around the enclosure. Daf Yud Beis. So the symbol Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which reminds us, Rav Avdimi from Haifa said, "Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, from the day the first beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitlu nevu min hanavim v'nitnu chachamim. Prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the sages. Although sages were also nevim, he means that nevu was not taken away from sages. Rav Ashi says a great sage will say something which is found to have been taught halacha Moshe Mitzrayim." So the 12 brothers were all chachamim, with prophetic powers enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, nitlu nevu min hanavim, but nitlu hashotim latinokos, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to deranged people and children. Marbar Rav Ashi once heard a shota say in the marketplace of Mechuza, the Rosh Hashiva being appointed Mechasi assigns his name as Tavyumi. Marbar Rav Ashi, who signed this way, realized it was an opportune time to obtain the position, and the Gemara relates what then happened. So the 12 brothers who all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, and went to ask him to settle the argument over the inheritance of a coveted field right next to one brother's land. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if brothers can object to one brother asking for land from their father's estate, which borders his land. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss if the security needs of a town are assessed based on the number of members in a household, the relative wealth, or proximity to the wall? That's on Dove. Zion. Good. Number two, which stuff do you know that the din of good or ugly does not apply to a case of two brothers splitting two maidservants with different skill sets? That's on Dove. Yud Gimel. Good. Number three, which stuff do the incident of Binyamin HaTzadik, who was a Gabbai Tzedakah, supporting a woman and her seven children during a famine with his personal funds? That's on Dove. Yidav. Good. Number four, which stuff do Malchokas whether a Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim can be written in one scroll? That's on Dove. Yud Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn why Rebbe only opened his storehouses of food for Talmid Chachamim and not Amei Haaretz during a famine? That's on Dove. Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn from the day the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im and given to the Chachamim? That's on Dove. Yud Beis. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we mechok is whether there's a din of good or agud? That's on Dove. Yud Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we know Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im and given to Shotim and children? That's on Dove. Yud Beis. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we know whether we investigate Anim coming to collect for food or clothing? That's on Dove. Test. Good. And number 10, which of the one a chatzar must have at least dalet amos for each resident and dalet amos for each entranceway in order to divide? That's on Dove. Yidov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.